Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby open the Russia Tribunal on Abuses of Human Rights in Psychiatry. I'm doing this for the simple reason that we are in Germany and I speak Germany. Otherwise, Kate Millett would have done that. Otherwise, she is the president of the jury. Let me just say in advance why we're meeting here at the Urania rather than at the Free University in Berlin. I'm a university lecturer at a Free University and applied for use of the rooms at the university a few months ago. I don't know whether you got this brochure that was distributed. I assume it's available outside the hall. Isabella Reusser wrote a letter to the president of the university complaining about the tribunal, as well as a brief note about Otto Klein, who was treated by Joseph Mengele, who worked at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in the 1940s under the Nazis. The Mengele Institute now forms part of the Free University of Germany. Of course, has nothing to do with the activities that previously took place there, because the Free University was not founded until after the war. And in conclusion, on this piece of paper, there's a press issue released by me, which basically says everything that needs to be said. So if you're interested in finding out the reasons why there has been this transfer from the Free University of Berlin to the Urania building here, then please consult this particular publication. The Presidium of the Free University of Berlin and the President, Mr. Getkins, banned the holding of this meeting at the Free University for reasons which I will say something about in just a moment. The essence of the matter is quite simple. In December of last year, I talked to a wide range of people about hiring the rooms at the Free University. My application was approved. I was given the green light to go ahead with the staging of the tribunal at the rooms in the Free University. In the meantime, the ASTA at the Free University of Berlin joined in with my application. So if you like, there were two organizations or two persons, if you include me as an individual, wish to have these rooms for the staging of this meeting. If I remember correctly, I heard in April that there might be problems in the staging of the meeting, stemming from the fact that, on the one hand, the application hadn't been filled out correctly by myself, and secondly, that the rooms in the meantime were required by the university for other purposes, so the rooms would no longer be available. Of course, I immediately did what I could, contacted a lawyer, and agreed with him that I would take the requisite action. After all, I had a contract stemming from the previous December, which the university was on the point of violating, and therefore there need to be formal reasons which need to be provided. In the meantime, we've also established that the rooms which we were not allowed to use, or are not allowed to use the present tense, are not required at all by anybody else. So it's not the question of the rooms not being available that was the issue. So we took legal action, applying to the administrative court. The first instance of the administrative court said that the president of the university was correct from my point of view for incorrect reasons. He did not weigh up what the issue was at hand. The fact of the matter was that there was a contract signed by the university which had been violated. What was also at dispute was Article 5 of the basic constitution of the constitution, freedom of opinion, and Article 3 stresses the right to teach and research. And if I, as a teacher at the Free University in Berlin, have applied for rooms at a conference which has to do with a scientific and academic theme as part of my teaching and research freedom, and rooms are made available to me, then of course, if the room's taken away from me, then this freedom to teach and research is violated. Now, these two violations were not adequately taken into account. I have appealed to against the decision taken by the Ministry of Court in the meantime, so we'll be moving up to the Upper Administrative Court, and if the decision is upheld, that will nevertheless mean not mean my accepting that. I will take the matter further, but basically, Article 5.3 of the Basic Law of the Constitution is affected. We tend to talk about the Free University, the Federal Republic of Germany, and the United States. Of course, I'm not talking about the United States, it's the President of the United States that I'm criticizing. In this instance, I'm not criticizing the Free University, but the President of the Free University. So we have to take care that we make the proper distinctions here. I can only speculate what the reasons are ultimately why my application was turned down. However, there are useful points of departure, a few suspicions. The first is the fact that Isabella Häuser, mentioned on the brochure that you referred to, wrote that she herself is a member of the Department for Psychiatry at a clinic in Berlin, and she writes in his letters, just me just quote briefly from it now. First of all, she writes to Mr. Gitkins that she was very upset that there's an anti-psychiatric conference being held, and how the Free University could put itself in a position to allow something that's to be held. And in this second paragraph of a letter, and I quote here, at a time in which psychiatry is having widespread increase in detection, this meeting, which is anti-psychiatric in basis, harms the Free University as an organization with high reputation and standing. It is also harmful for new modern psychiatry. So if you like, I imagine that she feels, on the one hand, this is the second hypothesis which I should refer to here, which I cannot confirm, where we derive from the symptoms expressed. I wasn't involved in the decision. Nobody talked to me, which is not cricket. The second reason is the political ill ease in respect of what questions one can put to established organizations. We will put questions, and depending on the answers, we will come to the appropriate assessment, which may well be radical. We don't have any biases or prejudgments. It's a question of examining whether human rights abuses take place. It's not a question of the issue being prejudiced at all. We will see what we establish in the course of the next 2 days in terms of evidence, and then we will come to the appropriate conclusions on Sunday evening and publicize those on Monday morning. So, in other words, the Free University does not have proper justification for hindering something because it has a critical content, although I think if a university has veritas justitia and liberitas, freedom, justice, and truth in its emblem, then a free university and its governing board should be capable of understanding that truth can be seen from different perspectives. And something like the Russell Tribunal should be able to be tolerated on the grounds of the free university. Obviously, this is not possible. So perhaps one concluding remark in this respect, you will know that at present, the human genetic discussion is being conducted in Germany, but not just here, because it is something unheard of, what is happening here, that people are being interfered with as regards their genetic substance. So in this context, memories of what occurred in Nazi Germany are being recalled, and Mengele and Schur and others who worked here torture their patients to death. And it's a question of really of finding out what it is that they tried to do. At a time when the Nazi expression of genetically healthy people is being referred to again, and we're in the process of mapping out the human genome and interfering with the hereditary substance in order to produce healthy people, then it is inevitable that memories are recalled of what happened in Nazi Germany. But that does not mean that what is happening now is the same as what happened under the Nazis. Now, the people who are researching today are doing Nazi-type things. What we're saying, what warning about is, look at the experience from the past, take care, be cautious, and make sure that if you're looking at this utopia of a genetically healthy person, and of course there are economic motives behind the research that's being conducted at the present moment in time. So in brief, the presidium of the Free University needs to be criticized for refusing us the rooms, but they're also trying to suppress discussion of human rights abuses. That's the purpose of the tribunal. Thank you.